For WKMS News, I'm Matt Mark Graff. The Purchase Area Sexual Assault and Child Advocacy Center in Murray now has funding for video equipment to conduct forensic interviews with children who may have been victimized. Independence Bank donated $17,760 on Thursday as part of their community giving campaign. The mayor, judges and attorneys, several members of local law enforcement, bank employees, and others involved with PASAC attended the surprise announcement at the Weeks Center. Without the equipment, local police and social workers have had to drive children and their parents to Paducah for the interviews, a time-intensive process that often put a strain on resources. Not to mention that many times these children have recently gone through a traumatic experience.
It requires obviously planning to the parents who have jobs of their own, you know, that we have to try to work. It's an hour drive, then the interview can take several hours, and then it's an hour drive back to try to get it all organized, to get everyone in the right place at the right time.
That's Murray Police Detective Angel Clear, who often drove the children. She says having the interviews in Murray will make things easier to coordinate. Callaway County Sheriff Sam Steger says not having to drive to Paducah is huge for his office when it comes to staffing. PASAC Executive Director Lori Brown says 30 children from Callaway County and more than 200 region-wide were interviewed in 2016. She says these forensic interviews are the most important pieces of information in child sex abuse cases.
It gives our investigators, you know, the best opportunity for them to gather the information they need, and then our prosecutors to be able to take that and push these cases successfully through the legal system.
The interviews, she says, give the child an opportunity to tell their story in their own words with trained forensic interviewers and mental health professionals over a closed circuit TV system watched by investigators.
And so they're able to then work with our interviewer to make sure that they gather the information that will help them to corroborate or refute the allegations or suspicions of abuse, and then to work with that family on what to know what to expect with the next steps.
Nicole Widely is a child forensic interviewer who works with PASAC.
And my whole job is helping children feel comfortable after an incident of abuse, not only to gather the information about the investigation, but also to make this as positive and as an experience as it can be for them. This can be the first step in healing, and is often the first time that they have talked about either all of or part of the abuse.
She says increasing access to services will change the way cases are investigated. Independence Bank President Heidi Schultz says organizations like PASAC don't often get a chance to be public about the work they do for the community, and praised PASAC for giving children a voice in the court system.
It is unfathomable for us to think about the victims who PASAC takes care of on a daily basis.
Callaway County Assistant District Attorney David Perlow wrote the funding request to the bank. He says his office is at the forefront of every case in Callaway County.
We work hand-in-hand with PASAC on almost a daily basis.
Citing Child Protective Services, Perlow says 158 substantiated cases of child abuse affected 224 children in Callaway County in 2016. And he says one in four children experience sex abuse in their life.
If you ask anybody in law enforcement, the social workers, the PASAC workers, prosecutors, they would all tell you that seems about right. It's a reality. It's a reality that people don't talk about.
And that conversation, he says, is part of what he's hoping to accomplish.
That is ultimately the goal, is to bring out these issues that we need to address.
PASAC services in Murray this year expanded from 2 days a week to five. And PASAC is working to reach the most rural parts of the Jackson Purchase area with multidisciplinary teams reviewing cases in each county. Director Lori Brown says she hopes that creating more access will not only help children who've been sexually abused, but will also help address all forms of child abuse. I'm Matt Mark Graff in Murray.